to Oxford to start the second half. His ball is going to roll out of bounds at about the 25, so the hanky comes out, and Oxford will have the ball going left to right as we start the second half here with, again, UV leading 39-0. It's going to be very interesting to see how does each side play this out. Is UV going to keep the same energy that they've had? They have looked really, really good. And what kind of halftime adjustments has Oxford made to try to punch one in? They've had some real long drives that have just come up empty so far.
And we saw them drive all the way down the field a few times and just not be able to punch it in, but they've definitely moved the ball very well. I'll be interested to see if they keep trying to throw it like they have been.
So just a out-of-town score update, 38-7, Maine Endwell over Norwich at the half.
Wow.
That game is down at Maine Endwell. So if you're a local football fan, you know how good Maine Endwell and Forks have been the last couple of years. Certainly looks like the tradition will continue, that's for sure. So about 11 and a half minutes to go here in the third quarter as we get started in the second half, waiting for the snap of the ball. Let's see what Oxford can do here. Going to hand it off and run it up the middle, cross the 35 out to about the 37-yard line. Let's see who comes off the bottom of the pile here for Oxford. Just disappeared into a sea of bodies there, I believe. I don't know who that was coming off the bottom of the
pile.
I'm
not going to be able to help you on that one either.
Tucker handed it off, so we're going to have to try to get a check on that. Actually, I believe it was Dominic Batista. That's who I think it was coming off the bottom of the pile. If you don't get the angle just right from the press box, it can be hard to see. Especially when you get a straight-ahead run right into the line, sometimes you don't get that side angle to see what the number was. And, you know, CDO hasn't invested in the fancy overhead cameras or anything, so I can get an instant replay either.
Yeah,
so
I was gonna say, we need an instant replay.
Hey, I can't complain. UV has done everything at this field. This is definitely top-notch for us here tonight. And the redo on the press box has been really, really good for us as well. And this is going to be a Tucker on a QB keeper. Boy, he's getting dragged down from behind. Butts had a handful of his jersey. That thing was all stretched out. But he punched his way forward across the 40 up to about the 42 with 10 minutes to go here in the third quarter. UV leading 39-0. And this is going to be, I think he's a couple yards short here. They haven't moved anything yet, getting the play from the sideline here. Yeah, so I would say this is about a third and maybe three here. What do you think? Three and four?
Three and a half.
There we go. So 9.5 to go in this third quarter. And waiting for the snap here for Oxford again, going left to right. UV has brought the blitz all night. Looks like it might be coming here. They got guys rushing from both sides. Oxford tries to go up the middle, and there's nowhere to go. Buried under the bottom of the pile there. And UV's got that energy going on once again as coming off the bottom of the pile there, I believe, was Caleb Wildenstein as well. I think Caden Butts was in there as well, and Brandon Miller.
You know, we talked about how would UV come out of halftime with a big lead like this. Will they still have the energy? And so far, first possession defensively, they definitely still have it.
Yeah, good energy there, and these guys love the blitz. And you can see they're showing blitz, and they're trying to get in there as fast as they can to make life difficult. 4th and 5, and they're going to punt this one away. Brent Hamilton back, as we said. The young guy from the O-line, D-line, also does all the kicking duties here for Oxford. He's got a good boot on him. Gets the snap, waiting for this one. Nice high punt, and Prentice is going to go back and field that one. Did he touch it? He's going to pick it up. He had to chase it back about 5 yards. Oxford defense is able to track him down, and maybe a gain of 1 or 2 on the play.
Nate, there's a flag down.
Oh, boy, we got a flag here.
It's back to where the punter kicked it, and I'm no genius, but sometimes sometimes that's a roughing the kicker.
Oh, boy. There was a lot of pressure going his way, but, you know, as a broadcaster, I immediately start looking where that ball was. Mm-hmm. Did you see anything in the backfield there?
I was a punt returner. You know,
you're looking at the punt guy.
And you know, I was definitely looking at him because it was Jacob Prentice back there, and we've seen a few very nice runs from him tonight. So I was very curious to see what was going to happen there. But we haven't gotten a call yet.
Yeah,
so
no call. The ball is marked right now at UV's, so I would say about the 33. Yeah, haven't seen an official official ruling or anything.
Well, actually, it was on Oxford, but the penalty was. Which is interesting because it was thrown back to where the punter was. So,
boy, this is going to bring UV up 15 yards, too, out to about the 48-yard line here. So excellent field position once again for the Storm midway through this third quarter, and UV leads Oxford 39-0.
Huh.
So we are not 100% sure what happened there. Something on the line near the punter. Maybe with some extracurriculars. You never know.
Maybe.
Going to be a handoff to the outside for UV, for Prentice, into Oxford territory across the 50 to about the, I would say, about the 46-yard line here.
I feel like that's what it would have to be if it was on Oxford.
It's the only thing I can think of being back there where the flag was. You know, somebody said something, a late push, something like that.
We don't have any on-field microphones.
I wish we did sometimes. Yeah, there are sometimes in the high school game we get some calls that we are not privy to because we're up here and we're not going to hear the explanation even that they give to the sideline if it's something like a personal foul type of situation. Hand off to Butts here into the second level across the 30, spinning his way down to the 25 before he's bumped out of bounds there by the Oxford defense. But another big run here for UV's Caden Butts.
I've been very impressed with him so far in this game. I didn't have the ability to do any games that he played in last year, but so far this year, the first time seeing him play, he's been very impressive.
As we said, definitely a football family. His older brother, Kyler, who we've had on the Nate Law podcast, very good football, very good athlete overall here at UV, now playing in prep school. A handoff to Prentice on first down, and a good job by the Oxford defense. Ryan Humphreys breaking through, as well as Dominic Batista for the Blackhawks. A loss of a couple yards on the play there. That time the speed didn't work. He tried to get to the outside, had nowhere to go.
Sometimes that happens. And everyone's like, you've done that every time you've touched the ball.
So this is going to be a second down at about 14, so a loss of four on that play for the Storm. 6:20 to go in this third quarter, waiting for the snap. Man in motion is Prentice from right to left. Direct snap to him, cuts to the inside, and Oxford seals up that gap again with Ryan Humphreys. Well done. And he had nowhere to go. Humphreys sealing that right up. But again, our score, UV 39 and Oxford nothing. And Prentice kind of limping off gingerly here after being tackled on that play. We'll hope that maybe just a stinger and that he's okay. Certainly he's fired up as he comes to the sideline. Doesn't look like a guy that likes to take any plays off, that's for sure.
No.
And so we'll see what UV does with Prentice on the sideline. I mean, he's walking around, maybe just a rolled ankle or something. Appears to be okay. Glad to see that. And so 5.5 to go here in the second quarter. UV leading 39-0. They come out of the huddle up to the line. And this will be under center, Blake Wright. Drops back to pass. Looks to the outside. He's got a man. Passes complete to his tight end out to the 21-yard line before he's brought down. A nice catch by Dalton Allen. Really nice, crisp play and a good route to the outside as well there, Sky.
And Allen is a junior listed on here for the roster for Unity Valley, and another guy that Coach Curtis is going to be able to bring back next year as another weapon for him as a tight end. As you said, a very nice route there, good hands to make the catch. Very, very impressive play.
Nine seniors on this team, but again, we've said seniors making contributions, but so are the underclassmen. Always hard to replace nine seniors, though. UV enjoying it now while they have those nine seniors. A little pitch to the outside. Oh, they fake the reverse this time. Very nicely designed, and this is going to go for six. Great play there on the fake by Wyatt Mead, and UV puts another 6 points on the board.
And, you know, they've run that reverse play a couple times, and they've had very good success running that play. That time they fake it. Oxford probably thinking, oh, they've run that play a few times. They're going to hand it right back off, and nope, the fake, and he scores a touchdown. Great play.
Yeah, that was really, really nice. Everybody kind of bid on that, thinking, oh, here we go. We've seen this two or three times tonight. Little fake, and he's in. And just a simple adjustment allows UV to put another 6 points on the board, and they're going to kick the extra point here. The attempt will be with Mead. Waiting for the snap. It's good. Hold is good. Kick is through. Plenty of leg on this one. Up and good for Mead. So with 4:10 to go here in the second quarter, Our score is going to be 46-0, and we'll take a quick timeout. Unadilla Valley is on top of Oxford here tonight. Eight-man football on WCDO.
Bob's Diner, North Main Street in Bainbridge. We serve homemade hearty meals 7 days a week. We feature an awesome burger menu with unique specialty burgers. Customers love our daily blue plate specials, and the staff is friendly, and there's plenty of parking, too. At Bob's Diner, our homemade soups and chili are served all year long, and our homemade desserts will please any sweet tooth. Dine 7 days a week at Bob's Diner, North Main Street in downtown Bainbridge. And remember, Bob's Back Room for meetings and parties, too. Call 967-3111.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And hey, welcome back, folks. Late in the third quarter here, Unadilla Valley on top 46-0 here over Oxford. And a very nice touchdown run there by the sophomore Wyatt Mead on a great fake as they really sold that reverse there. UV kicking off deep into the night sky. Oxford will field it back at the 20 and look to bring it out. And the UV defense chasing them down. And a big tackle back at the 25-yard line. And the energy is still high here for the Storm tonight, as even the special teams unit getting into it a little bit here for Unadilla Valley. Nice play.
And to go back to that touchdown play, you made a great point right there. When you fake a play like that, the fake reverse on that one, the guy who we've seen get the handoff, he has to still sell it like he has the ball, or else they're not going to bite on it and go for him. And they're going to all just stay with the guy who had the ball originally.
You know, he really sold it well, too, all the body language. It wasn't one of those things where it was just kind of a, you know, he did a full-on, you know, he really had to sell that, and that's what allowed him to get the room to get in. So that was nicely done there by Wyatt Mead. 2.5 to go here, third quarter. 46-0 lead for Unadilla Valley over Oxford. Eight-man football tonight here on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Our web stream, our game audio archive, all courtesy of SFCU. And just a reminder to stay tuned during our post-game show. We still got to get through the fourth quarter here, but we're going to have our three awards brought to you by NBT Bank, Rabideau Gresham Insurance, and Acco Brands of Sydney, all proud sponsors of high school sports here on WCDO. 2 minutes to go now in this third quarter. A handoff to the outside and nowhere to go. Good defense and a good tackle by Dalton Allen came crashing through for the tackle. I just want to take this time, too. We can talk about it during our postgame show tonight. But if you are bored on Sunday and you're in Sydney, come on down to Awestruck Cider. We're going to be having an event there for the Nate Lull Scholarship, which is a local scholarship I'm planning to give out this spring. One boy and one girl somewhere in the coverage area. And we're going to have an event there. We're going to have a cornhole tournament. There'll be raffles, food, some cider, of course. So come on down. It's in the Sydney Industrial Park to Awestruck Ciders, noon to 5 this Sunday.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but there's a video floating around with you.
Yes, with me. We'll get there in a second as Oxford is about to snap this ball. A minute 15 to go here in the third. QB keeper for Tucker gets to the outside towards his own bench, hops over a defender, pushing his way forward. He won't be denied. He's finally tackled there. Clock's going to continue to move with about a minute to go. Yes, there's a video of me making cider for this event. There will be a Nate Lull cider. They made me do it from start to finish, cutting up the watermelon, doing the whole thing. And yeah, the video was actually pretty cool. The owner of Awestruck made the video, Patty, and she put a little play-by-play on it as I was rolling this keg back down from where we made it over to the bar area where they had to hook it up. So that was it. She did a great job with that video.
Now, people like myself who don't get things named after them, so I couldn't really, you know, have any experience with this. Do you get to taste test it before and put your stamp of approval saying, I like this, I'm fine with my name on it?
Yes, at the end of the video, we did a little taste test, and I was thrilled with how it came out. It's a watermelon cider, and I was shocked. I was like, I made this? There's no way. There's no way. Little handoff here for Oxford, and on a third down, they have nowhere to go. That's going to be the last play of the third quarter, and the UV defense not allowing an inch there as Oxford tried to run to the outside on a third down and short. So third quarter is in the books. We'll talk more about my event at Awestruck, I'm sure, throughout the broadcast, but noon to 5 on Sunday for that. Three quarters in the books here at UV tonight. Eight-man football action. Unadilla Valley leading Oxford 46-0. It's been all Storm here tonight. We'll be right back with the fourth quarter on WCDO.
NYCM Insurance of Edmiston is a locally owned and operated personal lines insurance company. For over 115 years, NYCM Insurance has delivered quality service to New Yorkers just like you. For information about automobile and or homeowners insurance from NYCM, or to locate one of their 1,100 independent agents across the state, visit them online at nycm.com. NYCM Insurance is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Morabito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Morabito team today by visiting morabito.com/careers. Morabito, where people make energy different.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
And welcome back, everybody. Start of the fourth quarter here on WCDO. We're live from UV tonight. If you haven't been up here in a while, beautiful new track, the great new lighting system, as we've talked about, a new scoreboard. Got a chance to come down here this summer and check it out when they were finishing it up, and I thought, wow, this is a really, really sharp-looking facility here for the kids of Unadilla Valley. 46-0 is our score. It's been all storm here tonight. This Oxford team, though, I got to give it to them. They've been scrappy. They've hustled. They've been deep in UV territory several times. It has just not worked out for them. A couple of turnovers, turnover on downs at times. But the hustle and the grit is all right there for the Blackhawks tonight.
Absolutely. The scoreboard may say 46-0, but to be honest with you, Oxford feels like they've been more in this game than the scoreboard may show right now. I got to be honest, I've been very impressed with some of the things that they've done as well.
Yeah, you know, new coaching staff for the Blackhawks as well. They're starting to figure things out. They're going to throw here on first down. Pass is complete. No, I believe it's going to be incomplete. A diving opportunity there for Ryan Humphreys. He laid out for that one and just couldn't haul it in right in front of the UV sideline.
They tried to pick up the first there on fourth down, and it's a great effort, but unfortunately just couldn't haul it in. But it was a great effort, great pass. It's just, I feel like that's just been the story, unfortunately, tonight for Oxford, but you've seen a lot of positives.
I should have said that was fourth down. It felt different because we've switched ends of the field now to start the new quarter here in the fourth. And so UV is going to take over now, going left to right at the 30-yard line there in the purple with the gold trim, the black pants, and the purple helmets. Oxford's in the white uniforms with the red trim, the red helmets, and the black pants here tonight. And UV back on offense once again, leading 46-0. The Storm have looked very, very impressive. Two touchdowns from Jacob Prentice to lead the way here for UV. Waiting for the snap. And they're going to go back here to Salem Bangin. Up the middle, there's that burst of speed across the 20 down to the 15. Salem Bangin had a touchdown late in the second quarter. Every time he gets the ball, it's like he's shot out of a cannon there.
It's great to see because he plants his foot and then he takes off. As you said, like shot out of a can, he makes that first move and then he's going. And that's one of the things as a coach that you like to see when your guy knows I make my one move and go. Because as a guy who likes to make, or used to, like to make a lot of moves, he always says, make the one and go.
So here is going to be a first down. And it's going to be a QB keeper for Butts reaching for the pylon. He's in. A touchdown here for Unadilla Valley and Caden Butts. And when he gets going, he's a freight train, hard to bring down. And UV puts another touchdown on the board. So Caden Butts gets his second TD of the evening. That's going to make it 52-0. With 10:15 to go here in the fourth quarter, and it's going to be an extra point try for UV with Wyatt Meade. So Meade missed the one field goal opportunity he had, but he's made two extra points and definitely has a good leg. Waiting for the snap. It's good. Hold is good. Kick is up. Plenty of air under this one, and it's through the uprights. And that is going to give UV a 53-0 lead here over Oxford. Let's keep it right here. Nate Lull, Sky Thompson with you here on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Just wanted to wrap up my thoughts there and again say thank you to the good people at Awestruck. They have been awesome. You know, we did the golf tournament for my scholarship at Oleout Creek up in Franklin this summer, and we were able to raise $8,000 for the scholarship, and I was over the moon with that. And, you know, some other people said to me, what else can we do for the scholarship? And I thought, well, you know, we'll do the golf tournament again next year, but let me catch my breath here. And maybe a week after the golf tournament, Ostra came to me and said, we're doing an event in the fall, and we've changed our mind, and we would like to do it for you instead of whatever else they had planned. They wanted to kind of shift gears on the way they were going, and they have put their heart and soul into this, making this cider. We've had a nice raffle with some great prizes, and we're going to have the cornhole tournament, food truck. It's going to be a lot of fun. I can't wait for Sunday.
Yeah, I really wish I could be there. It's a great, great cause, obviously, and as you said, Awestruck is just a great company. They do a lot of great things
for the
not just the Sydney community, but many, and it's great. It really is a great cause for what you're doing. I want to say that on the air. Everyone knows that, but really, we talk all the time about how you do so much for the sports-wise, but this is really next level, and I want to thank you, even though, you know, I'm not going to I'm past the scholarship receiving time of my life, of course, but for the people who do receive it, it's really going to be a life-changing thing that you're doing.
The kickoff there was fielded by Oxford at the 25, so that's where they're going to start with 9 minutes to go in the fourth quarter, and our score is UV 53 and Oxford nothing. The founders of Awestruck are Walton grads. And, you know, they've done a lot for the local community. And they said one of the biggest things, and this is the feedback I got from the golf tournament, too, is this money that we're raising is going to stay right here in the three-county area. There's going to be two recipients, and I'll go to their graduations and give them a nice big check. And we're looking at, you know, $3,000, $4,000 each for each of those scholarship recipients. And that's something that they can use for college, for trade school, whatever it might be. And they'll be able to apply for it starting in November of this year on my website at natelaw.com. They'll have the criteria up there. But this is all money that if you're spending it here in the community, it's going to go back into our community, and a kid is going to get to use this to take the next step in their lives. I think that's going to be really, really rewarding for everybody who's helped me to build this up in the first year of giving out the scholarship.
I was going to say, for first year, this has been a great start for you. And as I said, you're doing such a great thing for these two recipients. And I'm sure it'll only continue to grow and get bigger. And I can't wait to see, you know, what next year brings and stuff. And all the sponsors you had, I mean, so many great local businesses to...
Yes, can't thank them enough.
We can't even list all of them right now.
I mean, we sold the golf tournament out very, very quickly. We had over 30 teams. It was tremendous. When I started the scholarship, I was thinking, okay, wouldn't that be nice if we could, you know, make $1,000 or something and give away 2 500s, you know, whatever it might be. And now we're looking at maybe giving $3,000 or $4,000 out each, you know, one boy, one girl, and maybe more. We'll see how the event goes this weekend. Oxford on a 1st and 10, running to the outside here for David Tucker again as they go right to left with 7:15 to go in the fourth. Nowhere to go. This UV defense, they might be up 53-0 right now, but they are not going to give up an inch at all. They are still hungry to get after the ball carrier. So.
Even though there was a flag thrown with authority.
Yeah, flag is going to be against Unadilla Valley here. So I thought, now it is the white hat, the judge on the far side, I thought maybe face mask there. So this is going to give Oxford some good, maybe a personal foul. Yeah, all the way out to about the 35-yard line here. So it's going to give Oxford a first down. Again, marching out of their own territory here with about 6.5 to go in the fourth. I want to thank everybody for listening here tonight. Of course, we have our awards coming up after the contest is over. Timeout is going to be taken by Oxford, so we're going to step away for a 30-second break. Again, our score here tonight, 8-man football live from UV. It's Unadilla Valley leading Oxford 53-0. We'll be back on WCDO.
Thinking of remodeling your home or office and not sure where to begin? You need the contracting experts, Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From frame to finish, Cohen and Fraser Builders can meet all your contracting needs. Garages, decks, siding, and additions, plus full plumbing, heating, and electrical work. At Cohen and Fraser Builders, they see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426 for Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. Our score at the moment, 53-0 for UV on top of Oxford. And we'll be back on the air next Friday night. We'll decide probably this weekend what game we're going to do next week. That's always been kind of my philosophy. It's different than I know what CDO has done in the past where they would release a full schedule for the full year. But I like to take it week by week and see what the matchups are as they develop, what teams are hot right now, what's going to be that matchup that we can bring to you that you know you want to see. Plus, we do try to get around and see as many different schools as we can to get everybody on the radio as much as we can as well. So, you know, wanted to get these two teams in early. I know Oxford has had some injury issues and some numbers issues, so I wanted to make sure we saw them early in the season so we could get them on the radio for sure in this matchup with UV, which traditionally has been such a fun eight-man matchup over the years. Run to the outside here for Oxford on a first and 10 out of the timeout. Tucker has given this everything he can, but he is met again by a gang of UV tacklers on the far side, led by Brandon Miller, who brings him down. Coming up on about 5.5 to go here in the fourth quarter. And again, if you're looking for football scores later, some soccer scores, you can follow me on Twitter, at Nate Lull, or on my website, natelull.com. You can also get there through wcdosports.com. So if you're listening there right now, it's brought to you by SFCU, and you can click the link and go over to natelull.com. You can also get to my podcast right there as well, as we're coming up on 200 episodes now. It's been tough lately, so many games. I got a couple in the can that I got to get out. Edmiston baseball, longtime baseball coach, led him to a state championship. Ron Tazier is my next one to get out, and had a really good time talking with him. Talking with these coaches who have been around for a long time is so much fun to hear their stories. So that'll be the next one that I have to release. Most recent one was with Jerry Mackey and Carter Mackey from Oneonta. That was a lot of fun too. So about 4.5 to go here in this fourth quarter, a 53-0 game. Oxford back to pass. They throw one up into the night sky, and this one's going to be incomplete here on second down and about 8 to go.
And NateLull.com is great for the non-Twitter users like myself to be able to check in and see all the scores. The standings, as you said, are great to see. And I really want to put another emphasis on the articles that you have out there. I think those are some of the best things out there.
I know I need to do more. It's been tough. I'm only one man, and occasionally I try to get some sleep at night.
Are you sure? Because I feel like
it's not much right now, but
I feel like you're always updating something, so I don't really know if you do sleep.
It's tough. I mean, I think about a day like yesterday. I went to a game. I went to a soccer game in Bainbridge, and then I had 27 other games to get information from. So that, you know, that has just become something that is, it's a labor and it takes time. So trying to get those articles and those different interviews out, you just try to squeeze that in there somewhere. 3.5 to go in the fourth quarter. I do have two really good interns this year that are excited about helping me with some articles. So I think that's going to be a lot of fun coming up this fall. So we should have some good news stories to bring you on the website. Here's Tucker on a handoff, again to the outside, cuts it back to the inside, trying to find a way forward, and he does. Great effort, but the ball is on the ground, and let's see who has it. UV picks up the fumble at the 45-yard line here with 3 minutes to go. That defense is going to hustle right to the final whistle, it looks like. Nice job by that UV defense. Boy, they are hungry, and I think that was Brandon Miller who might have come off the bottom of the pile with that ball there. He's been fired up all night.
He and everyone else on that team tonight, Nate. They you got to love seeing this, though, for a team. As there are 53-0 with under 3 minutes left in this game, but they're still playing like it's the first snap of the game, and
yes,
you love to see that.
You would think right there that that was the fumble recovery that, you know, maybe sealed the win or got the ball back late in a close game. You know, I mean, those guys were just fired up down there. You love to see it, even though this is, at the moment, a little bit of a lopsided game. UV is going to hand this one off. Another run up the middle. And disappearing into the bottom of the pile there for UV was Trent Zversden, who had a touchdown back in the second quarter. Make sure you stay tuned. We'll have the postgame show where we'll wrap up who scored tonight here for Unadilla Valley as well as we hit 2 minutes to go. It's going to be second down at about 7 to go. They're going left to right. Again, they'll try to run it up the middle. The Oxford defense sealing that line here. And nowhere to go at the 45-yard line. good push there by the Blackhawks to make sure that that run wasn't going anywhere. We haven't seen Prentiss come back in the game. I mean, I think that's a smart move by the coaching staff, obviously, to make sure that he's all rested up here. But, boy, what a great young man and a great night for him.
It's so funny you say that because I actually just looked at that. I'm like, we haven't said his name. He hasn't been back
exactly,
yet. So, and I think you're right, though. I think it's right now score is what it is. We've seen a couple of our other backs do some pretty good stuff. Keep letting them get it. There's no reason to push it in this game. Long season ahead. They're definitely going to need him, obviously, down the road.
Zaverzdin to the outside showing a burst of speed, and he's knocked out of bounds at about the 20-yard line as we come up on a minute to go here, and UV in the driver's seat here at the moment with a 53-0 lead here over visiting Oxford. So it's been a tough first 2 weeks of the season for the Oxford Blackhawks, but I will say that these guys, no quitting them, that's for sure. They've been out here working hard, and you love to see that. And you know at some point they're going to find a way where everything's going to click. It's going to be their night one of these nights.
We've talked about the young players that Unadilla Valley has. You look at the Oxford roster, they have three seniors.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, they're hoping that for those underclassmen this year, you know, you said they got a new coach as well.
Yes.
And they're going to have to build something up. But you only lose three guys, you're going to be bringing a lot back. They're going to be familiar with a lot of stuff. They're going to have that experience. So going forward, you know, you hope just to build on some stuff. Obviously, they're losing a big part of their team in David Tucker, who's been very impressive tonight.
Yeah, I can remember David Tucker in the early days. He came up as a freshman, I believe, and so we've been saying his name on CDO for a lot of years. He's picked up a couple of our post-game awards, and he might get another one here tonight for all his efforts. So ball backing up for a third and long here. This is going to be about a third and 20 for UV after a penalty on that last play here with about a minute to go. A run to the outside. Meade's going to cut it back now. He's going to pick up the first down and more. Meade to the 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, and a touchdown here for UV unless they say he stepped out. Yes, saying he stepped out at about the 15-yard line here with 41 seconds left. A great run there by Meade on a third and a country mile. He's able to pick up that first down, and they might just let this clock go here, Sky, with 30 seconds left and a 53-0 lead. I think Meade would probably want one more play, but
as a back, when you just step out and you almost had that touchdown run, you're like, no, I want one more chance at this.
One more chance, but yeah, it looks like players starting to shake hands here, so our final score is going to be Unadilla Valley 53 and Oxford nothing. Post-game show coming up here on WCDO. Stay tuned.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
At NBT Bank, we're focused on what matters, and it's earned us a spot as one of Forbes' world's best banks. We ranked high in overall satisfaction, along with customer service, reliability, and digital banking tools. So whether you need personal or business solutions, financial advice, or the latest mobile banking technology, you can be sure with NBT, you don't just have a great team, you have one of the best. Visit nbtbank.com to learn more. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Let's get back to the action with Local Sports on WCDO.
Welcome back one last time as we wrap things up here. The fans starting to head for the exits after a 53-0 win for UV over Oxford tonight. Eight-man football on a beautiful, crisp fall night here. A great turnout and all smiles if you're a UV fan tonight. Again, 53-0. Here is our scoring summary. Going back to the first quarter, Caden Butts scored on the first drive of the game. A 2-yard run made it 8-0. Back-to-back touchdowns in the first quarter from the sophomore running back, Jacob Prentiss. a 5-yard run and a 30-yard run made it 23-0. Into the second quarter, a 20-yard TD run from Trent Zaversden made it 31-0 for UV. And then one of the other sophomores getting into it, Isaiah Salembangen, scores a 30-yard touchdown run really fast. He was exciting to watch tonight. Made it 39-0 at the half. Third quarter, Wyatt Meade got into it. Another one of the sophomores who made an impact on a 20-yard TD run fake where he just faked everybody out. Made it 46-0. And then Caden Butts capped it off with a 20-yard TD run to make it 53-0 here tonight for UV over Oxford. Sky, just a really good night, balanced on offense and defense. I was impressed with UV, that's for sure.
Absolutely, and we talked about, you know, both teams came into this game tonight being 0-1 on the season. Both were looking for a bounce back. Unadilla Valley definitely got that right from the start, right to the finish as well. We talked about the energy right there at the end when they recovered that fumble. It was as if they got a big turnover there that they needed or something like that. And you love to see that, and it's something for them to build on moving forward.
So let's get into our three awards here tonight. First is the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award. NBT has been serving the Tri-County area for over 150 years. NBT Bank is proud to support local sports here on WCDO. We've decided we're going to go with Jacob Prentice here tonight. Those two touchdowns, he did some feisty running here tonight for the Storm, well-deserving of this award from NBT.
Absolutely. He was explosive. He was dynamic right from the start. He did a lot of good things on both sides of the ball, but offensively, right from the start, gave him that burst that they needed.
Next up is the Mirabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award. Mirabito Gresham Insurance is a local hometown agency you can trust. They're proud to support local high school football here on WCDL. We're going to go with David Tucker tonight. Sometimes the defense award turns into just kind of a gritty award, and I thought David Tucker did everything he could, offense, defense. He was really kind of an all-purpose guy here tonight. A senior, we're going to give him another trophy for his efforts here tonight. He can add him to his WCDO collection.
We said his name quite a bit tonight. He's a fighter on the fumble that was lost on his part. It was just because he kept fighting and kept fighting, kept fighting. Sometimes that happens. Great performance from him tonight.
Lastly is the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award, brought to you by ACCO in Sydney, a proud local employer and happy to support local athletics on WCDO. Easy choice for us, Caden Butts from UV. Two touchdowns, great on both sides of the ball, did a little bit of everything, and he is just a monster out there of a young man.
Absolutely. As you said, easy choice, both sides of the ball, absolute monster tonight. And great senior leadership, too.
Yes. This is a team that looks like they have good leaders. You know, they're out there right now on the field. They were doing a little cool down, and they're still hooting and hollering out there. This is a night that you think back on, probably when you're older, and you say, oh, man, those Friday night lights, got to go home tonight, spend some time with my family, my friends. You're on cloud nine, right? You went on a Friday night, sets you up great for the whole weekend.
And especially these lights, because these lights, they do a bunch of different stuff. And one last thing before we go, I want to one more time say, don't know the Oxford player that got hurt, but really
yes.
Do want to wish him nothing but the best and hope for whatever did happen, speedy recovery and everything goes well.
Yeah, one of the Oxford players, in case you missed it earlier, was taken off on a stretcher after, you know, being knocked down on a kickoff return. We unfortunately did not get the number of the player. We were just about to call the action, and he kind of disappeared into the pile, was taken off on the stretcher. Really classy. Both teams, as he was coming off, came out, kind of surrounded the stretcher. He appeared to be given high fives, and they walked him off the field together over towards the ambulance here at UV. So we'll hope that that was nothing serious and that maybe he can come back later in the season and put the uniform on again for the Oxford Blackhawks. It's a part of the game. We see it in a lot of weeks with high school football. It's a risk you take, but these guys love being out there. But we always want them to be safe, safety first for sure. So, Sky, thank you for coming tonight, and we'll be back at it next Friday night. Make sure you stay tuned to CDO because you know, next week we'll let you know what game we're going to do. And we will be doing some Saturday games as well. It's just, you know, right now we're trying to spread the love as much as we can. I'll be doing some soccer tomorrow. But, you know, we're going to have plenty of football for you going forward. So thanks again.
Great. Another great night, and can't wait to see what we do next week. You surprise everyone, including myself, with your with the pick of the game.
Yeah, we never know where we're going. We try to line it up and get to different places and see different teams. So we'll see where we're going to be next Friday. So also a big thank you to Jim Tomeo. He is our in-game producer back in our Sydney Main Street studios. He does a great job. And also a big thank you to Rob Ray and Craig Stevens for setting everything up at CDO this week. So, all right, again, our final score, 53-0, UV on top of Oxford. I'm Nate Lull. We'll see you next week here on WCDO Sports.
WCDO and WCDO FM, Sydney, W222CR, Norwich.